Report: Far-left dog may be moving toward 2028 run for president. By Amy Farr on May 25, 2026. Far-left Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, appears to be moving toward a possible run for the White House, Axios reported Sunday. Although she has said she has not made a decision on the matter, Ocasio-Cortez has been on a national tour rallying voters and making endorsements in several races, the outlet said. The Axios article detailed some of her recent movements and plans. Addressed the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta with Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock. Democrats note that Warnock, the church's senior pastor, doesn't always allow visiting politicians to speak at this church. Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg didn't speak when he visited in March. This week, Ocasio-Cortez will travel to Missoula, Montana, to campaign for congressional candidate Sam Firstog, a smoke jumper and union leader who spoke at a rally with Huck and Sanders last year. The outlet also noted a person close to her said she was considering running for the Senate in 2028 but had not made a decision regarding a bid for the White House. The news comes as hard-left Democrats reportedly encouraged Ocasio-Cortez to run for president in 2028, though she recently said her ambitions went far beyond that. During an interview with Democrat strategist David Axelrod, Ocasio-Cortez said, "You know, it's funny because in this op-ed that Jeff Bezos paid for in the Washington Post, there was this line you had mentioned earlier about, well, as a potential 2028 contender, XYZ, and in the context of that, it was very clear this was a veiled threat, right? It was the elite saying, if you want this job, you just stepped out of line, and we want you to know where the real power is. It's in the modern-day barons who own the Post and own the algorithms, and we'll make an example out of you. What's funny about that is that they assume that my ambition is positional. They assume that my ambition is a title or a seat. And my ambition is way bigger than that. My ambition is to change this country. Presidents come and go, Senate, House seats, elected officials come and go, but single-payer healthcare is forever. A living wage is forever, workers' rights are forever, women's rights, all that." Meanwhile, Southerners recently called out Ocasio-Cortez for telling Northern leftists to pull up to the South during a rally in Montgomery, Alabama, with one saying she had lost her damned mind, explaining the phrase she used was considered a threat.